Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. This night also, tonight is a very great night. This is also the night of Laylatul Qadr, the month of Dhul Hijjah, very blessed night. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us His great generosity, His blessings, that in this night He has given us a great ibadah worship, in other words, to do the dhikr of Allah. Allah has given us the ability to do His dhikr. And this is a great reward, a great treasure for an individual. We cannot appreciate this enough. And in this dunya, this world that we are living in, we're not aware that how much this is a great favor and bounty of Allah, that this time that an individual, a human being, gets to remember Allah, forever, evermore it becomes baqa, it becomes everlasting. Time doesn't finish. And even at the time of qiyamah, that dhikr he did will be in existence. The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, is a unique action, the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah. So my colleagues, because we are remembering our Lord, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. On the Day of Judgment, when Hisab, the reckoning will take, I'm telling you the translation of the Qur'an here, the meaning of the Qur'an. When on the Day of Judgment, the Hisab, when people will be assembled to be reckoned for their deeds and accounted for their deeds, the Qur'an draws out the scene. At that time, the Arsh, the throne of Allah, all four sides, the angels will have surrounded the Arsh, the throne. And that time, they will be doing the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, tasbiha, they will be saying the praises of Allah, and the hamd. And imagine at different places Allah Ta'ala has made His dhikr alive, and He's showing that. And the dhakireen, those who remember Allah, they have a very high status. Allah says, adullah, ajran adheema. You cannot imagine the reward Allah has set aside for you. Verse of the Quran. Wadhkurullaha kathira. Allah says the dhakirat and the dhakireen. They are all equivalent, the same. Whoever, the man, woman who does the dhikr of Allah in abundance, Allah has stated that you cannot think, adallahu, what I have kept aside for you, in reservation for you, dishes, houses, abodes, rewards. You cannot imagine what I've kept aside for you, Allah says. So anyhow, just a few words are presented. We are grateful to Allah. Allah likes too many things. Wa'budu yathkurun, Allah says in the Quran. That those who always are established, maintaining my ibadah, worship, and that person who always remains grateful to Allah on His ni'mas, His bounties, on small things, the human being shouldn't give up hope, lose heart, I'm not getting this, I'm not getting that, I want this, my desires, and he starts taking a back U-turn, starts complaining to Allah, making a fuss in his heart, the taste, the enjoyment of the dhikr of Allah and the ibadah worship, it starts to diminish. It's a very bad thing. From our ibadah worship, from us not doing dhikr, from us trimming our beards, cutting our beards, do you think that Allah will incur a loss? What loss is Allah going to incur? It's our own luggage of our destruction that we are preparing, that we have failed in the test. We failed in the test of life. And the mu'min, his status is such that his life is one track, where there's difficulty, or there's ease, or there's comfort, or there's problems. Every second he has one style of life, and he's a connection with Allah. Wa'budu, he keeps on worshipping Allah. Keeps on worshipping Allah. And he has no hesitation, no obstruction. He keeps on obeying Allah, following Allah's laws, and no ups and downs of life will give him fluctuation, no difference in his lifestyle, any condition, any circumstances that confront him with his relationship with Allah, nothing will affect his relationship with Allah, the mu'min, the believer. Anything in your life should not take you far from Allah. In every situation of your life, every day, consider it as a trial, a test, a challenge. Sometimes Allah tests you by making you wealthy, rich. Sometimes make you poor. Sometimes He gives you good health and strength. Sometimes He takes your health away, gives you sickness. It's up to Allah, through different circumstances, examples, different permutations. Always there's a different circumstance. When something confronts you, a different situation, just consider this is a test from Allah. And we are not going to step back from doing good deeds. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. With regards to this, Allah has given good news. Those who practice ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul, that you will enter into paradise and there are great rewards waiting for you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allah has given us the ability to do His dhikr with lots of love, determination. Remember Allah, dhikr, we will do loud dhikr.